we extend a warm Christian Crusaders welcome to our radio and internet ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our worship today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
What is your remedy for burnout? We're going to talk about that in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you once invited us to come. You said, "Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we know today that we speak to many whose burdens are great and whose soul is restless. Grant that the words of your scriptures may bring peace and comfort to them, as it did to David of old. That's our prayer. That's our plea. Speak to us, Lord Jesus, through this inspired word, for we ask it in your holy name. Amen. The scripture today is found in the sixth psalm, two verses. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress
Friends in Christ. A person called me one day and said, "Would you be willing to make a call on a friend of mine? This person is terminally ill. I'd really appreciate it if you'd go over and visit with him about his relationship with God." I consented to do this, not knowing the person very well, but having been acquainted with him for a number of years. He was a very successful business person in his day. He enjoyed life, I'm sure, at least the kind of a life that he knew, and the one that seemed to be pleasing to him. But now things were different. Sickness had set him aside from life. And really, he is just waiting for his days to end. As I drove there, I thought, what will my approach to this man be? Now, I could have gone in and reminisced with him for a while about some of the good experiences that we had had during the years that we had lived in the same town. Without a doubt, we could have found some humor and we could both have laughed. And then I could have given him some temporary relief by saying, "Well, I know you're not feeling very good today, but take heart in this. Someday it's all going to be over and we're all going to go to heaven, you know, and it will be a lot better there." That could have been done. But thank God that was not what was done. No, you have to really get down to brass tacks. And sometimes it gets very uncomfortable. When we talk about heaven, we explore the question, "Do you believe there is a heaven?" And the person replied, "Yes." You then have to get down to this whole matter of how do you get to heaven? And the friend said, "Well, I know what the church teaches, that you go to heaven through faith in Jesus Christ. But that seems just a little bit too simple for me." Then the next question comes, "Who will be in heaven?" And my friend said, "I'm not sure." That was what we talked about for a little while. But the passage of Scripture that came to my mind while sitting there was the sixth Psalm. There you have David, a man who is burned out. Life has been good to him, certainly. He has had all the blessings that you could ever hope to have. If riches could buy anything, David had it. But David was a man whose heart was often torn apart. And what did he do when he really needed help from what we call today burnout? Well, this is what he did, and we have evidence of it, for he wrote it all down, and it's recorded in the Bible in the sixth Psalm. Let me read a part of this to you. I've already read a couple of verses, but I'd like to read more of the Psalm. Listen. "O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath." In other words, David is saying, if you've got to discipline me, all right, do it, but don't do it when you're angry. "Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. No one remembers you when he is dead. Who praises you from the grave? God, I'm worn out from groaning all night long. I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be ashamed and dismayed. They will turn back in sudden disgrace. You can see from this psalm that the man is really suffering, crying out. Notice these words, my soul is faint. Physically speaking, my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. I'm worn out, God. And I think I'm going to go to bed and I'm going to forget all about it in my sleep. And maybe it will be better in the morning. But I spend my nights groaning. I'm worn out. My bed is wet with my tears. And my couch is also wet with tears. My eyes have grown weak with sorrow. That's a man who's burned out, isn't he? He doesn't know which way to go. He's at the end of his ropes. But it's this person who turns to Almighty God. If you asked him, what is your answer for burnout? He would say, be alone with Almighty God. We don't know the cause for David's suffering. Oh, he had many things that were not right. For example, it could have been his family. You know, it was really a wretched crew. He had several wives, as I mentioned to you in a sermon not long ago, and each of them brought forth a child or two, and there was turmoil and trouble in that home. One of the sons raped his half-sister, and the full brother of that woman who was raped got angry and killed his half-brother who had raped his full sister. And David found out about that, and rather than to discipline his sons for what they did, he kind of let it go. He swept it under the rug and thought, well, maybe the things are going to get better. But his family was in desperate shape. Now, that would have been enough to wear any father or mother down, wouldn't it? And you could have said, boy, I'm burned out. When you think of my family, I am really burned out. Now, if some of your burnout, friends, comes because of your relationship with relatives, be it children or parents or whatever else it may be, boy, David knew what you were talking about. He had burnout from his family. On the other hand, it might not have been his family at all. Rather, it might have been his duties as a king. It could have been the wars that he had to fight. It just seems like those Philistines, those enemies, would never go away. He would have one battle with them after another. And that got old and tedious too. Or it could have been the famine that was going on. In 2 Samuel chapter 21, verses 1 to 3, we learn that there was a 3-year famine among the Israelites. Now, David loved his people. He did not like to see them starve to death. And yet, this is exactly what was going on. That could have done it, too. Well, whatever it was that burned this man out, he finally goes to the Lord. And all we know is that he poured out his heart and he cried to him, be merciful, heal me, Lord, deliver me. But he later explains in the 22nd chapter of 2 Samuel, he writes, the Lord heard my prayer, and he turned my darkness into light. In other words, David said, you are my lamp. And then he comes back and said, and evidently it took a while in this meditation and being alone with God, but he said, you became my lamp. You took away the darkness, and my heart was filled with joy. With your help, I was strengthened so that I could advance against any troop. He says, and I could even scale a wall. Now, the big question is, could this happen to any person in any generation? Or is this just a story of what happened to a man by the name of David hundreds of years ago. If it's a story, then that's fine. It's nice. It's good to read. It's fine literature. But you would hurry on to say, I'm sure, that I need more than a story. I'm in the midst of some real burnout. My heart and my soul is desperate. Could this happen to any person, or is this just a story of what happened to a man by the name of David hundreds of years ago? According to the Word of God, my friend, this can happen to any person in any generation. Yes, Jesus Christ can bring that light, peace, and forgiveness to all who are in a living, personal relationship with Him. Now notice this. David was a person who loved the Lord, and he was one who had a very intimate relationship with God. This could never have taken place without that kind of a relationship. Well, then you could ask the question, well, can a person have that kind of a relationship today? And the New Testament is here to tell you that's the reason for Christ's coming. If you want to have help from God, you have to be in a living personal relationship with Him. How do you get into that relationship? The first step is to confess your sins and let Jesus Christ come into your life. That's right, my friend. We have got to confess to God that we have sinned against Him in thought, word, and deed, and that by our own nature we are out of a personal relationship with Him. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't say that I believe in God, but that doesn't necessarily create any relationship. The relationship is where God has not only entered into our heads, but He's entered into our hearts. We turn to God, and we confess our sin, all of them, no matter what they are. And then we, empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that is the only way it can happen, let Jesus Christ into our lives. We're not out seeking Him. He's seeking us. He's seeking us in His Word. He says, I want to give you comfort in your burnout state. Let me come in. So, empowered by that Spirit again, you open the door and you let Jesus Christ come in. When He comes in, He grants us the forgiveness of our sins and we are restored into that relationship with Him. That comes by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Then our Savior meets us as He met David. Now I have a God to whom I can turn. He is ever present. He's as close as the Scriptures to me. So I begin to read those Scriptures. Now let's say that your burnout today is caused from some physical difficulty. Well, let's make it real bad. Now let's say that the doctor has told you that you are terminally ill. And you've pondered that, and you've been upon your beds at night, and you've wondered about it, and you've been sleepless. And you've walked about, and you've shared the story again and again with your family and your friends. You're burned out. So you turn to the Lord. You may need a little help in knowing where to turn. But here will be a word for you. The Lord will say, I will not forsake you. I will not leave you. I will comfort you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my glorious right hand. That's while you're here. He'll give you these words, and He'll say, now test me and just try me every day. As your day is, so your strength is going to be. Just see if that's true. But then he'll turn around and he'll say, yes, it may be a year, it may be two, whatever it may be. But listen, I have gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also, and you know the way where I'm going. And maybe you'll say like Thomas, I don't know where you're going, God. I don't know what this heavenly home is all about. And he'll say, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. But if you will confess your sins, place your faith in me, I can promise you that when you breathe your last breath, you're going to see me face to face, for you'll be at home with me in heaven. That's what he'll say in your burnt-out situation. Maybe it's your marriage. What might he say there? Well, he could say, I understand why you have difficulty. You've been trying to be a husband and a wife in this day that is filled with all kinds of tensions and difficulties and problems with children and whatever else it may be. You tried to do it on your own strength, and it can't be done. Come on, let me help you. Now I'm going to have you sit down with my word, and we're going to read that word together. I'm going to teach you how to be a father or mother, a grandma or a grandpa. You're going to have to go to your children and say, you know, when I was raising you, I didn't have much time to really tell you about what Christ means to me. Now let me tell you. And when I was raising you, we didn't do much praying together. Now I'd like to pray with you. Can you imagine how that might lift your burnout? If you gathered your children, whether they're 10 years old or they're 50 years old, and you said to them, I want to make up for lost time. Let's share the word of God together. Let's pray together. That's burnout. What a privilege it is to sit beside a man and share this glorious message of Christ. Life is heavy, and we get burned out. And what a privilege it is for me over this radio program to share with you that Jesus Christ is the answer to your burnout. Let him have your life, friend. And things will be different. Amen. Lord, help us to understand that you're anxious to walk with us, to be our counselor, to share with us from your holy word. But first, O God, we must live in that relationship with you, where as a child comes to his parents for help, So we come to you not a distant higher power, but an ever-present Heavenly Father, who in Christ Jesus wants to forgive us our sins and to let us know that you're walking right there and your word speaks to us very directly every day until you take us home to be with you. Lift, O God, the burdens, and may you be the remedy for our burnouts. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message comfort and guide you as you walk in fellowship with the Lord. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit ministry, and it is your diligent prayers and financial gifts that enable us to continue broadcasting. We offer our heartfelt thanks and God's blessings to each of our listeners and donors. Christian Crusaders publishes a quarterly newsletter called The Crusader. The Reverend Homer Larson writes the feature article for each issue. If you would like to receive this newsletter free of charge, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. And call between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can leave a message on voicemail at any time. You will also receive letters from Pastor Larson at Easter, Christmas, and on our anniversary in September. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invite you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.